Welcome to Mixed Noise, episode 33. Today's January 13th, 2014. I'm Marcus.
And I'm Jesse.
And it's time to move on out. Jesse, I have some news to tell you. I signed a lease. Yeah, I signed a lease.
Where?
Just an apartment in Austin.
Where? Austin?
Yeah, Austin. Yeah.
Shut it. When are you moving?
On the 28th. Well, 27th I'd leave, but the moving date's 28th.
Whoa. What does this mean for the future of Mixed Noise?
Nothing. It doesn't change it. I get free internet at the place, so it's pretty straight. So, you know.
Man, you're living it up in Austin. I hope you get all the bitches. How far are you from 6th Street?
I don't know. I'm relatively far, dude.
Oh, fuck.
Like, well, I mean, it's far in the sense that it's like I can walk there or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's like 3 miles away.
Okay.
If that much. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a job?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. You just signed a lease. You just living it up.
Yeah, well.
Follow his dream, Marcus.
It's because they said they'd let me know possibly on the 15th, so like in 2 days. And I already did the government stuff, so I was like, all right, I need to find a place to make sure, like, they don't say, hey, report, and I, like, don't have anywhere to go.
You don't have a car payment, don't you?
No car payment. I'm awesome.
See, that's what's holding me back.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing, too, like, if they're like, oh, you don't get the job, I went to, like, a relatively ghetto place, apparently. Like, I Googled it, and it's not great. But it's supposed to be, like, a student area, so I'm like, eh, it can't be that bad. And
it's all fun and games, so you get shot.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
It's Austin, so fuck it.
Yeah, whatever. They ain't got none. And my rent payment's only like 5-something, like 515, nice. 520, 530 something.
You get a roommate?
Yeah, I got plenty of roommates, but I get my own bathroom, so that's all I wanted.
Get man,
my... and
moving
so
on up.
Yeah, so like even scared? If I need to just get a minimum wage job, like I'll be fine.
Are you nervous?
A little. Just a little, but I guess right now it's 2 weeks away, so it's just sort of like, nah, I'll worry about it then. Like, I'll worry about it in a week when I'm, like, scrambling to get everything together and packed and all that.
Are you flying or driving?
Oh, I'm driving. I'm taking my car.
It's all funny, man. Like, I'm so proud of you because you made me feel like a loser. Speaking of decisions.
What's that?
The New Girl episode.
Hey, girl, what you doing?
Oh yeah, hey, I like the little transition you did.
Yeah, it's kind of just like, because that's how it made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about decisions. It made me feel good that a lot of like the main theme about this whole episode is that these 30-year-old people do not know what they're doing with their lives, and it makes me feel better about my 23-year-old self. Go. I guess I'm not alone, because I have a lot of time ahead.
Uh-huh.
But they kind of do know what they're doing with their life, especially Jess. Anyways, no, it was a good episode.
Jess is the one who knew the least. She was like, stupid.
But she's a teacher. They all have jobs. I don't know if they like their jobs. Well, Nick is the only one. Nick swears he's me, man.
God,
I swear to God.
But he likes what he's doing.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, and Nick's apparently a lawyer. He just doesn't want to practice law.
Look, I could, whatever.
So what's up, Jesse?
Me, he swears he's me. I could, I could do stuff, but I mean, why?
But he proved to himself he could do it. You're just saying you could do it.
I could do it. I'm going to myself later.
All right. Yeah, you think
anyways,
you say.
Did you like the episode?
Yeah, I did like the episode. I didn't think there was like a lot of laugh out loud moments.
Mm-mm.
And yet when I think about some of the funny stuff in there, like I like Coach's real name is Ernie. That was a weird surprise. Don't make any sense.
Coach.
Winston's quitting story of like just how he can't go back. Really
and
love
the way
that.
He had his hairstyle like Dennis Rodman.
Oh, when he was back
at
the... Was that Dennis Rodman? I don't know what that was.
It was Dennis Rodman.
Oh, it hurt.
In his, like, colors in his hair.
I don't even think those were colors. It just looked like he shaved down to the scalp. It almost looked like it was, like, the bloody scalp showing through his hair. It hurt me.
It was
Yeah, and then I liked Schmidt's, like, all the advice he was getting, how it was the exact opposite of all the old cliched sayings you hear about.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were, like, moments I really liked in the episode, but I don't know, I don't want to be a teacher, I don't know, what is she going to be doing, like, a museum host or something, or a helper, or...
Something.
Yeah. And so it was a weird, like, setup for the episode that they framed it that way. I liked how, Coach was like, telling his story about how good he was at being coach, and then Jess was still all like wishy-washy, and it's like, all right, never mind, like you're on your own. And I don't know, like, it was just a fun episode, and I'm glad New Girl's back. I do have a question, though. Was Schmidt just selling trees, or was he, like, a Christmas tree salesman?
Christmas tree salesman.
Oh, is that what that was? Okay. Yeah. So, were these episodes supposed to be shown before? Like, was this, like, around their Christmas time episodes? They just stopped showing them?
I bet you're
going to
get a Christmas episode.
You think so?
Watch.
That'd be so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, but it's just strange. Yeah. And then, I mean, I don't really, there's not too much to actually say about the episode, I don't think.
No, just glad it's back, and it's making me happy. It's good to come home, because I watch it on a rebound now, because I don't have really that much time.
Mm-hmm.
Good to come home and just go put on Hulu, and they're getting yelled at by customers, get a good laugh once in a while. New Girl makes me feel good, that's all I know. Like, it just makes me feel good when I watch it, and I love that. It's a really good sitcom, and I don't think a lot of people pay attention to it. Like, it makes me mad.
No, for me, it's like people are turning on it. They're like, yeah, it's not good anymore. I'm like, I don't know what you're all talking about. Like, maybe it's not as funny as last season, but it's not like anywhere like, oh, it's not good. It's like, no, it's good. Like, don't worry, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
The only weird thing in this episode to me was the CC thing. Like, her, like, I'm a bartender now. Like, oh, it makes sense that she'd need to do that, but it's strange how fast it came. Like, how quickly it just, like, oh, and now she's a bartender.
She just needs to do something. She'll figure it out. Watch, that's going to be the ploy. But, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. Fuck.
You're so smart, Jesse. Say it.
Shit. No, I'm not.
Jesse, I love you. Say it. Aww.
Anyways, continue.
I was actually just going to move on to Community. I don't have any more to say about New Girl.
What were they making fun of? I think they were just making fun of Hannibal and just other crime shows.
Well, at the beginning, you know how even the title credits were like in a stylized version? At first I thought it was Hannibal. Like, that was the first thing, like, oh, it's Hannibal. Like, but not like Hannibal the show, but like Hannibal, like Silence, not Silence of the Lambs, like Red Dragon. That's what I thought it was initially. But then I was the way I was reading comments, maybe Zodiac? Were the Zodiac credits any similar to that?
No.
No?
No.
See, I thought it was
Blacklist. A lot of people were pumping on Blacklist, by the way. Side note. I'm not doing it.
Who's pumping it up?
A lot of people.
Anybody worthwhile?
I don't know. Like, you know, I listen to podcasts like Andy Greenwald, and I don't know, man. I'm not
anybody
I'm not,
worthwhile because, like, it's people well, are like, Andy oh Greenwald, yeah,
he's a goat. Man. He's the goat of like TV critics. Like,
well, he's stupid. Not anymore. He's not.
He's really good at analyzing. He was like I leaned on him for Breaking Bad during the final season, and he was really good. But he's really pumping up the Blacklist and sipping on that Kool-Aid. But anyways.
Dude, read one, like, any one AV Club review about Blacklist, and they, like, tear that thing apart each time.
Really?
How, like, completely illogical and stupid so much of it is. And it's like, yeah, okay, that works. It's not great.
No,
but, oh, yeah, but Community.
I thought that's what they're going to make fun of, too. But then I was like, is Blacklist a crime show? I don't know.
It's not in the sense that they're thinking. No, Blacklist is more like, here's the dude who just knows everything. He's like a god among men, omniscient, like, cartoon.
And then
they have him solving stuff. And, like, he's always talking trash and arrogant and blah, 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 blah. And that's his appeal. He's like a House sort of character, that sort of thing.
I miss House. But, No, like, what hit the nail on the head is when Abed did his thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they are making fun of Animal. Well, not making fun of him, but they are parodying it.
A bit. I think there are more. Like, yeah, he deletes Hannibal from his DVR, too. But, like, it feels, I don't know, it feels like more,
I feel like, is that making fun of paying homage? Because I don't think, if they were to make fun of it, it would have made it, like, a really, like, because it was a goofy storyline, because the whole storyline was about this prankster putting a quarter behind people's butts.
Mm-hmm. The ass-crack bandit.
Yeah.
Which apparently is a callback to season one.
I guess.
It was like in Annie's speech about like when she was running for whatever she was running for.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't remember. So that's news to me. But no, I guess it's a goofy story plot. But I guess what I'm saying is like if they were really making fun of those shows, especially specifically Hannibal, it would have made it more silly, like...
Like, well, that's why I think they're making fun of the show and not paying, like, homage to it, like, the way they did with Law & Order, where they just straight up, like, this is Law & Order and Community. Like, I think it was more, yeah, they're trying to, like, derisively write it off, but I don't know. It feels like the way they were referencing it felt more like they were talking about the other shows where they have, like, people who are off, you know, magically solving crimes, because Hannibal just doesn't feel like the tone they were setting with that episode. Although when Abed was in that room, I did expect the little pendulum to come on the screen. Like, that, I was so expecting that so hard for that to happen, and it didn't. And I died a little inside.
What I liked about the episode is the Jeff and Annie thing going back and
Like people that. Don't like that for some reason. I just want it
to happen already. Jesus.
Want it so hard. Yeah. I'll just be bad if they don't do anything with it. Like, don't bring it back up and just leave it hanging there.
Don't you do it, Dan Harmon. Don't you do it.
Yeah. And then, what else? Oh, Pierce is dead.
Yeah, see, I told you.
That they were going to kill him?
Yeah. They did it, like, in 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was very quick, like, boom. Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Oh, damn. Definitely, yeah. They all give him a shout-out, kind of. Even though he was, like, a dick to them, like, they kind of give him a shout-out during those 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we appreciate you, Chevy Chase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
he has a sitcom coming out soon.
Oh, with what's-her-name, right?
Still getting work.
Yeah.
Even though he kills anybody, any show he's on, he kills it. I swear to God.
I mean,
he's the worst.
Yeah,
like,
I guess.
He's a dick, man. Like, we should learn this by now. He doesn't work well with people.
Yeah, I don't know why they keep giving him work. But, but anyways, about Community, I'm hating Donald Glover more and more because, like, I like him so much. In every episode I've seen, like, everything he does in these episodes, these last episodes he has, I'm like, I love it. Don't leave me.
So it's fucked up, man. Like, the whole him getting a blanket turned over him or put on him when he was speaking to the assembly, and then when they catch on Starburns, and he gets up and he's all shaking and stuff and slaps him.
Yeah,
it's just, he's so funny, man. Why do you want to go to rap? You're not that great of a rapper. Stop it.
Is he going? I know. I thought he had his own series or something coming out.
No, that got shut down.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. He better come back next season once he realizes he failed.
Stop panicking.
Yeah.
Like, he thinks he's running out of time. Like, he wants to do so many things, but I don't know.
You just too Community, dude. Shut up.
Oh, no, it did get picked up, I guess.
Oh, it did? Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I don't have hopes for it, though.
The first reported story is that no one were picking it up. And now someone, FX, picked it up.
Was it FX or FXX?
Probably FXX.
Yeah, ugh. Man, whatever. One part I really liked in this episode was the ending where, like, anybody could have been the actual Asscrack Bandit. Like, everyone looked suspicious.
I kind of want to say Abed, because he gets into those shows, and that's why he deleted them all. But I don't know.
I thought it was him at first.
Huh?
I thought it was him at first.
But then he does it to Troy, so I don't think he would do that to Troy.
Yeah, probably not.
So.
But I don't know, I just like the way, like, again, Jeff and Nanny, like, the way they look at each other, like, wait, is it you? Like, that whole thing, I was like, oh my god. I just, even the filter they used on this episode was really great. Like,
yeah, it's funny because it reminded me of Prisoners.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the filter.
That weird, dreary, like, blue whatever look to it.
Yeah. You gotta watch Prisoners. I want to see your reaction.
Okay.
I want to know what you thought of it.
I got it downloaded, so I'll probably watch it this week.
Okay.
But yeah, and then there's one other thing this episode that I really enjoyed. I wish I can remember. Oh, I think it was near the beginning with the dean when he was talking to Jeff about how he had to go be the whatever coach, the swimming coach in the morning, and then he answers the phone and says he's the assistant swimming coach.
I remember the
snapping of his fingers when he was trying to get the wire.
Yeah.
Face the call.
And before this season, there was a lot of talk that they wanted to make Dean a more, I don't know if they meant serious, but they didn't want him to be like a goofy, retarded, you know, leader of the school like they did in the last season. But it seems like they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, it seems like it's pretty much the same. I can maybe see a tinge more serious bits like here and there, especially like at the beginning where they look like they were just quitting and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw that there, but yeah, like in this episode, it's like, nope, that's just the normal Dean. But I mean, we'll see. There's still, 10 episodes left? Something like that?
Yeah.
Or no, not 10. Is it 9? 10, 9? Oh. Something. I forget. But I'm still digging Community. I do like it more than last season already.
Yeah. I'll admit that. I do.
So, I mean, we'll see if they stay strong, because even in the old seasons, they always sort of went up and down as far as their quality. So, we'll see. But it's pretty promising. I like it a lot. Speaking of stuff I like a lot, Band of Brothers.
Liking it? Did you get to the snow episode?
I mean, there's a few. Yeah, there's a few. Let me start out. I broke down thoughts based on episodes. Although I didn't write all the names of the episodes. Oops. Well, the first one is Replacements, I think. And it was just pretty much like showing how the replacement dudes, like how the experienced guys sort of treated them like junk, and then it was really them sort of proving themselves. Like, they lose one of them. And I think it's the dude who plays Moriarty on Sherlock. this dude who dies like in a trench or something. I'm pretty sure it was him. He looked really familiar. And so like I was really digging that episode. That was also the one where like that bear dude, I forget what they call him. It's something similar to that, where like he gets stuck out there on his own. And he was, I mean, he's just this big dude, and I'm surprised it like he had to fight like a German soldier in hand-to-hand combat. I'm surprised it took him as long as he did to kill the dude, because geez, that dude's crazy. But yeah, and I really liked the things at the beginning, because the little interviews at the beginning really shone a light on like the reasons why the experienced guys sort of like didn't embrace the newbies, because they pretty much just said, you know, like a lot of times those were the guys who were first to go, and so you know you don't want to get attached to them, which it was sad, but it's strange because I think the show itself didn't really like display that. Like, it didn't really tell you that. Had you not seen the beginning interview that said that, you'd sort of wonder, like, why are these dudes being such dicks to them?
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, okay. So, what's up?
I would say that they had to put the interview in there, because I don't think they would show you in the show that they would be like, oh, we're just being dicks to you because we're getting close to you.
Well, yeah, but you don't want to, yeah, say it to
in
them.
In real life, yeah, you don't want to. In real life, I don't think that will ever be said.
Well, I think it would be. I think it's not them talking to the newbies, but them talking amongst themselves.
Yeah, that's what
I think there's a way, but I think there's a way to, you probably could have got that across. Like, it wouldn't have to be, like, outright saying it that way, but I think in dialogue between two dudes, two of the experienced guys, like, it could probably come across in some way, even if they're just talking about how they just lost a dude or something. I don't know. I feel like that's the only part I feel like, huh, it seems like they could have shown that better, because the way it came off to me on the show, it was like, damn, they're just being dicks. So yeah, episode 5, this is the one I don't even know what it was called. Because it felt like two episodes sort of put together. It was weird. Like, the first half of the episode was like a flashback that, and I wish I knew the real dude's name, but Brody, the one, like, he, you know, he's writing a report of what happened. And it was one of those things again where at the beginning it was the soldiers,
yeah,
talking about how they would follow
episode,
him.
I remember that.
Yeah. No, I did like the episode, and I really liked how, like, yeah, it was too tied together like that. The first half was like a flashback, so it's like, wow, that could have been its own little episode. But then the way they tied it together pretty well, so I was like, okay, no, it works as a whole. And yeah, and so like the beginning, the flashbacks were, I mean, not the flashback, sorry, the interviews were saying how, like, yeah, this dude, you know, he was right there at the front with them. Like, he would go and lead, and, like, he wasn't, they were saying, like, yeah, some dudes, he didn't want to, you know, follow them to the mess hall, but, like, this guy, they would follow him anywhere. And then when they showed him, like, running across that field, it was just him at first, because the flare didn't go off. That was scary. It was like, dang, dude's got some balls. And that's another thing too, like, so you know, they go over the hill and then they kill, like, I think they said it was like two companies of Germans in that fight. And in that, I maybe, you know, since you've seen it, you know, a few times, so were those dudes not actually German soldiers? Like, they were just sort of like a trap, essentially.
Yeah,
is that, so that's what that was? Because I remember they said, like, the way the dude reacted, he made it sound like, all right, like, you're here, and then he's like, oh no, you're gonna kill me, and then he kills him. And then also when they were saying, like, oh, you know, they're Polish, and it's like, wait, what? And then also when he was saying, because they attack him, and then they call in backup, so their artillery hits, and so those dudes are spreading, but then the German artillery, they say, was zeroed in on them. So it's like they were just waiting for, like, a fight to break out in exactly where they knew the Polish dudes were, and so they just fired there. And that's some cold stuff, dude. And I'm surprised, like, I think they said a lot of the U.S. dudes, like, they were injured, but they only lost, like, that, I think that one dude, and that was way back at the first trench. Like, he just got hit, and that sucked. But, yeah, I like that. And so what is he promoted to? Like, battalion commander or part of a battalion commander? I didn't understand what his promotion was.
I don't remember. But if his...
Yeah, and then, like...
imagine his battalion commander, because he wasn't... I don't think who...
Brody.
Call him Brody. I don't think he was a leader of anything.
Uh-huh.
Until, like, you know, Ross was fucking up.
Right.
And so I think Ross was his boss.
Yeah, and then he took over.
So, yeah, so I don't think he was technically the leader of anything until that point.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was the thing. And then the second half was... Well, it was essentially like coming back to present day, talking about that promotion, and then how they're like, you can tell winter is starting, and they start marching, like, they, you know, they get new orders, like, all right, you have to go over here. Except they're not given the winter supplies, and as they're marching, they see soldiers like coming back from the lines. They got like just messed up by the Germans, and that's like where they get their ammo and stuff. And it was at this part where you see freaking Jimmy Fallon. What's he doing in this show?
I don't know. I told you, just random people just pop up. Like, what? What?
Yeah. And so,
let's talk about that, the Doctor episode, because that's my favorite.
Yep. Episode 6, the winner episode, the best stone. It's my favorite. Really? This is the winner one you were talking about?
Yeah, I liked it. It looked pretty, and...
Looked pretty. I like how it, like, yeah, it's... It's really stressful. Being a medic, to me, reminds me of, like, trying to be a goalie in sports. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, oh my god, why would you want to do that? Like, it's all this pressure.
In football?
Kicker's easier. Like, I don't know, goalie is, like, where stuff's coming right at you.
Yeah,
with kicker, you got a line of protection, but, like, I don't know.
I guess what I'm saying, like, pressure, like...
Yeah, I guess.
And this, or this person's gonna die. You know? Yeah,
exactly. And you gotta run like medic, and you have to run through all the gunfire to the dude.
It's awful, insane. But he did it, man. That's my favorite dude. Like, and we only see him once, actually. Like, he's only the focus once, and it's just like, oh man, I want to see more of that guy because he's pretty good. I really enjoyed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His name's Eugene. So I don't know what his last name is, and they all like call him Doc, which I like to. And just running from like I think it starts out just him like checking up on everybody, essentially going, you're trying to get some supplies from everyone. And I like how like I was trying to get an idea like, wait, what's going on? Where they're like all in their own little, you know, holes and bunkers and stuff, holding a line. But like it's weird like the shape of the line. So I'm assuming it was like they were pretty much under siege. Essentially, it was like a circle-ish shape.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just crazy. And he discovered was it a company of their men who were like all dead and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that alone, like, I didn't understand exactly what the significance of that was, because it seemed like he lied about it. Like, when he went back and they asked him, oh, did you check on whatever this troop was? And he was like, oh, I couldn't find him. I'm pretty sure he was talking about those dead dudes.
Yeah.
But it seems like it wouldn't it benefit them to know, hey, there's a hole in your line now. Like, those dudes are dead.
Yeah. So I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the only reason I want. Like, I want a map and, like, some sort of, like, not commentary, but, like, a little, like, separate thing. Like, all right, this will give you an idea of what's going on right now, so you have some context of exactly, like, what the Wikia, frick?
What is it called? Phantom Brothers. I don't know if that'll help. Try that. I don't
know. A wiki?
Yeah, I guess
that might help, but I don't want to ruin like anything. It'll probably like, oh, and then this person dies. I'm like, no, but and so he's when people get hurt or when they like needed some supplies, they send him back to Bastogne. Like that wasn't a church, was it a church that they were in, the little makeshift hospital?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. So yeah, he sends him back there, and then he meets that girl who he likes. Yeah. Yeah.
She ends up dying.
Oh, she ends up dying so hard. It's like so a building hard. Crushes her. Jeez, because they bomb that place nasty style. And that stunk too. Like, they send him back there saying, hey, get a hot meal. You know, because he was pretty shaken up already, like, from all he'd been doing. And so Brody told him, hey, get a hot meal. And he goes back, and then the place is, like, on fire. And it like I said, it looked beautiful. Like, the sky was red and stuff. It was... You're right. That was some good visuals on that one.
Yeah.
Like, I really dug it. The part I didn't like is when they had the supply drop a little bit before that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the supplies, again, look so fake when they're dropping the boxes, like, on buildings and stuff coming from the planes.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, my God, guys, redo this. It could be so much better.
Yeah, man, it's 2001.
I know, but it's just one of those things, like...
At the time, it was cool.
All the war effects look so great, like, still. Like, they still look so great. And then you'll see the computer-generated ones. It's like, oh, no, this isn't good at all. But, yeah, and I like that story. Like, I mean, just him with that girl. Like, how they're all, like, they're talking and stuff. And how she went there to help. And, like, she's still, like, she's just as scarred as they are. Because she has to deal with all these, like, war injuries and stuff. And yet it's different for, like, just being a civilian helping. But you can tell, like, hey, it's not just a burden on the soldiers. Like, it's a lot of everybody involved in that war had stuff going on. And then also I like how at the end, like, you know, he takes her, I don't even know what she called that thing she put in her hair. Do you know what that's called?
A barrette.
Is it a barrette?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, let's just go with that, because I don't know fashion stuff. But yeah, so he takes that with him, and then when the dude who got injured trying to, like, wake him up, shows him, you know, hey, his hand's messed up, and you can tell, like, he wanted to keep that thing for himself, but he's like, it's just one of those things, just like everything else, you gotta put the company before you, and you have to fix him up with it. And so that was a little like, oh, that's sad. It was a sad episode, like, all around. So anything, like, the only good part was at the end where they're saying, and then they got rescued. And I was like, oh, God, thank God. Like, it's because it was just looking awful.
It's the most memorable episode I've seen, or I remember for the series. And the visuals of it, the whole story of it, the guy, the actor's pretty dope.
Yeah, I like that dude.
Enjoyable. I don't know. I like that episode a lot. Yeah. You're going to finish it up.
Yeah, I'm going to finish it up before next week. In this episode, they were talking about early on, I was really worried about this dude because when both of the medics were in one of the holes, and they kept going the same thing, like, later on, too. I kept worrying because they were warning them about it, like, oh, no, now something's going to happen to them, and they're going to lose both the medics, like, in one blow. But luckily, that didn't happen, at least not yet. So it's like, oh, jeez. That's the thing. Like, a lot of times I'm like, I'm turning down the volume, especially when stuff's like really quiet, because it feels like at any moment someone's just gonna get just like shot, like boom, then they're gone, like right away. Because a lot of the whole thing is them. They're just like looking out towards the horizon. Like, yep, they're out there somewhere, and they're looking back essentially. And with the fog, and then what was it? The one part I didn't like was when the tanks. Or not even tanks, it's the, whatever, the armored vehicles start attacking them. And so that's when they send them back to Bastogne for that last time. I want to know, like, wait, how did you all, like, survive that? They didn't have anything to beat off these armored vehicles with. Like, they had a mortar and, like, a machine gun nest. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to, like, if they, I mean, maybe, you know, they couldn't show it just because, like, yeah, you know, like, they don't have enough money to be constantly showing the battles, but at least reference, like, how they beat them back, because they come back next time and, like, oh, hey, look, they're fine. Like, nothing happened. I was so confused by that. But, yeah, so I dug it. I really dug it. I'm digging the series. After I do finish this, I really think we should check out the Pacific. Or Pacific. I think it might just be Pacific. I forget which one.
Did I not want to get interested in that? Okay, we'll do that.
I'm pretty sure it's the same. I'll look into it to see if it, like, has the same or even a close amount of quality.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure they said, like, this, it was, like, the spiritual successor to Band of Brothers.
Well, it's produced by Steven Spielberg and,
yeah,
and
that's,
Tom Hanks, so.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of names.
See, that's what I'm saying. But don't watch it yet. Like...
But no names that I didn't recognize.
After Band of Brothers, we'll just give it like like two episodes. We'll see how it is.
All right.
Also, real quick before we go on to movies, Justified came back. On this lonely road, trying to make it home, doing it by my own, some pissed off flows. On last Wednesday or something, and it's still pretty awesome. Like, they were talking about how, like, hey, yeah, this season's gonna be good, and I'm not sure where the season's going yet. Like, there's one group that's like moving in, so it's like, all right, that they could be interesting, and another storyline that got wrapped up like really quick, like crazy quick, and so now they're having to find a new source of drugs to peddle. One of the dudes. I don't want to be too specific with spoilers or anything like that. And so it's looking all right. There was a guest star. Did you ever watch Monk, Jesse?
No.
Okay. Well,
I know of it.
Okay. Well, there's this dude on Monk. He was like the lieutenant to the captain, and he was on this show, and he's pretty good. Like, maybe it's just because he's aged a bit since Monk ended, but the way they disguised him, because he was like a hillbilly-like character, it was just one of those things where you, like, you see an actor and you're like, that dude looks so familiar. Like, it looks like this guy. And it wasn't until, like, I had to wait till after the show and I looked it up online and it was like, yep, that was him. It's just one of those things where, like, wow, it's like that Gary Oldman sort of, like, it looks like him, but they do a good job of, like, just not being, hey, it's Will Smith being this person. It's more like, they're just, hey, it's this person. And I dug it. So I still recommend Justified a lot. Like, watch it. It seems like it gets better and better, so we'll see.
Cool, man. Yep. Like, I want to see Shane do shit, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Boyd Crowder, dude. Boyd's awesome. Watch it.
All right. Movies, I watched Wolf of Wall Street.
Me too!
And,
what'd you think, Jesse?
Wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, because I thought it was going to be, like, the, like, clear-cut best movie of the year, whatever. Like, probably the best movie I've seen in a while, maybe.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like that, but I'm not saying that it was. It was a pretty damn good movie, though.
Uh-huh.
Too long. Way too long.
Oh, yeah. But, way too long. Because a lot of it was, like, the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
I started to get... That's one of the points where I just stopped and, like, okay, I've seen it for now. Like, I'm going to finish it, but, like, I'll just come back to it later.
But Leonardo DiCaprio carries the film.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Just carries it. Jonah Hill's actually a pretty good actor. Like, it surprises me.
Let me ask you something about this. I shouldn't be surprised, though. Really?
Like,
you think
so? I shouldn't be. At this point, like, he did Moneyball, and he did, whatchamacallit?
What's 21 Jump Street.
Did?
Oh, but that's like a comedy. I know, it's funny.
But he did that in the same year.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. And then he did this at the end this year.
And then he jumps to Wolf of Wall Street.
Right. Just I see what you're saying.
He has good range, and you know what I mean? Like, he could do pretty much anything, and pretty well, too. Not like, I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. He's actually doing it well. Like, I came and just...
Two directions I want to go from that. The first one, and this is a bit of a spoiler, just a minor spoiler for the movie. Do you think that was his penis we saw?
I want to say no.
You want to say no? Like, they just put it through his pants?
That shouldn't have made me laugh, though. I was dying. He's straight up jerking it at the party.
Yeah.
And he's like, ugh. For like a good 5 seconds before anyone noticed.
Yeah, because it was like,
what? Leonardo was laughing his ass off too, or Jordan Belfort. He was just laughing. That shit was funny.
Yeah.
The whole movie is insane. Just out of nowhere, you just see gangbang parties, like people running trains on girls, and just like a gay party. There's people just being ultimately just ridiculously gay.
Yeah.
And so much coke, so many drugs. Another funny scene is when the shit hit the fan, when he realizes his phones were being tapped, when his one of his people went to jail. I think it was the first one.
Oh, the and dude then, played by Shane?
Yeah. And then, yeah. Him and Jonah Hill, they were popping some new pills, like some new drugs they wanted to try out, and they're like, this is not doing anything.
The Leban Quaaludes?
Yeah. Yeah. And then later he kind of hit him, and then he couldn't walk, and he kept on crawling, and he got to the car, and then he's like, I drive so slow. And I was like, yeah. I made it home. Thankfully, I made it home in one piece. It turns out he didn't. And he kept, before that, though, like, he's the way he was fighting Jonah Hill was the funniest shit ever. Look, man, this movie was wildly entertaining, even though it was 3 hours long. But they kept it entertaining, even though some of the shit is the same shit. But,
yeah, definitely.
Like I said, Leonardo DiCaprio holds it. Like, he's a great actor, man. Like, when is he going to get his due? Like, he does everything, man.
They just, no due for him. It's just because I think he just gets bad luck. Like, you look at the other movies that came out this year, and there's just no way. Like, you just can't.
Look, the movies last year too, with Django Unchained. Like, I thought for sure that would get it because he's a slave owner, for Christ's sake. And,
but it was more cartoonish. It's not really.
Yeah. Is that like Matthew or Matt? What's his name? Is it Michael? What? Michael Fassbender.
Oh yeah.
Is that like him in 12 Years a Slave, where he's actually pretty crazy?
Or the black dude from 12 Years a Slave. I don't know how to say his name.
I know the movie was in like a cartoon, but there was a scene where I was like, all right, yeah, he could win an Oscar off of this. In Django Unchained, when he was telling the story about the skull, and because he figured out what happened, like what was going down.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on like that long rant, and I was like, yeah. I was on your edge of the seat because he didn't know what was going on. He didn't know what he was going to do. But that same year, Lincoln came out, and Daniel Day-Lewis killed it. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's just, it's like he gives great performances all the time, but there's always, almost always, I think earlier years were a little, maybe he should have won, but like, it just seems like there's always nowadays, there's someone who's just had just a little bit better of a performance than him.
Yeah, you're not beating out Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, like, you just sort of can't argue with it sometimes.
He didn't even get nominated for that role, actually.
No?
I'm upset. I'm looking at it right now. Now I'm just mad. But no, the movie Wolf of Wall Street didn't meet my full expectations, but it didn't disappoint.
You know, part of it for me, like, I didn't know it was going to be so comedic going in because I didn't watch the trailer ahead of time. Like, I had really nothing, like, no real knowledge beforehand coming into it, except, you know, it's about to be, like, the excesses of, you know, that. Like a real like and satire of the excesses of like that industry and all that and having money and blah 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 blah, like all that, like outside of that I really didn't know too many details about it, so when I saw the comedic aspects and I was like, wow, like it was just really unexpected. Like, that for me, the one thing that really stood out, like I felt, it was so much like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, was the midget tossing scene. Like, when they were talking about it, discussing it in the whatever room, it was like completely It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like, I was like, oh man, this is exactly like something they would talk about, and the exact like mannerisms they would use too. I loved it. It was so great. It was really funny.
It reminded me a lot. It's sort of like Goodfellas without the killing. And the funny part of this, because I was just thinking about it too, I was like, man, this is a lot like Goodfellas. Like, Ray Liotta's part could be Jordan Belfort, you know what I mean? And I was like, there's this one part when they start intimidating the gay dude, and because he took their money.
When they're hanging him over the building?
No, before that. Like, they're sitting there arguing with him. I'm like, why are they going to shoot him? But then I remember, like, oh, they're not gangsters. And the Asian dude comes out of nowhere and punches him right in the face. That shit made me laugh. And then he was like, what are you guys doing? So he paid the police officers and they beat him up anyway.
Yeah. They paid the police officers to do it. Yeah.
Oh, that shit was hilarious. Like, it was just like, at times when I thought, like, man, this reminded me so much of Goodfellas.
And then the part where, again, like, with that Quaalude scene where, like, he realized, the phones are tapped and not talking on it, and that Jonah Hill was talking on it. Like, that whole thing, that his panic when he was trying to get back to it reminded me of that, too.
Yeah. When Henry Hill or Ray Liotta was going back and forth, and he kept on thinking that the helicopter was falling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Actually, like, Goodfellas is funny, too, if you think about it. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. Were Oscar nominations, were they already announced? So, like,
they're going to be announced this week, but...
Okay.
He either gets nominated, or he doesn't.
But what does he get nominated in? That's the question.
What is going to... I think, for sure, best film, because there's 10 films.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ridiculous, but...
It'll be one of those, but, I mean, I'll probably go to 12 Years a Slave for Gravity or something.
Yeah.
Or Rush.
I think Gravity Rush is getting some buzz. I think Gravity lost a lot of steam.
You think so?
Yeah. But, no, for sure, I think best film, best director, because he's Martin Scorsese, so gotta put him in.
What about
best
Leo?
Screenplay, I don't know. I don't think Jonah Hill's going to get best supporting. I think Leo should get best actor.
But,
not get it, but
would
it
be nominated. Would it be in a drama or a comedy?
They don't have that.
They don't have comedy section?
No. Because Golden Globes are just, they're stupid. Golden Globes are just, it's the weirdest. Golden Globes is the weirdest award ceremony ever. Like, it's so funny.
Mm-hmm. But the Oscars do have best, like, animated movie and stuff.
Yeah, they have that, but they don't have, like, best comedy, best, I think they do. No, they
isn't
don't.
It comedy musical mix for Oscars?
They have best musical, they don't have comedy.
Because when it was a mix of those two.
Nah, man. They put them all together. Like, they don't... It's best actor, best supporting actor. That's it.
Yeah, he might get a nomination, but he's
there's
not winning it.
There's only five in the actors.
Yeah, so. There's no way he's winning it.
So, like, we really think about it. There's Joaquin Phoenix, the African guy from 12 Years a Slave, who's actually from Great Britain. Michael Fassbender, possibly.
Yeah.
Was a slave.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Cooper.
Wait, well, would they both be best actor, or would Michael Fassbender might be best supporting actor?
He might be best supporting, actually.
Yeah.
What's my call it?
Wait, Cooper and what?
For
American Hustle? Well, I thought Christian Bale was more of the...
It might be him, never mind. I haven't seen it, so I'm just going based on what I'm reading. Come on, look. That's TV. I don't care about TV.
We already know who won.
Well,
TV.
He won. He Leonardo DiCaprio did win, like, for
his for the comedy character. Though.
Yeah, comedy. But you know, they might put him in just because of that. He won the Golden Globe.
Right. Maybe.
And then you know we got Matthew McConaughey for
Dallas Buyers
Club. And he might win because it's going to be a great speech. And I'm okay with that.
All right. Yeah, I guess so.
It's going to be an awesome speech.
No, and one more
and
thing.
Matthew McConaughey of all people winning an Oscar.
Yeah, well, I guess I could see it. It depends. I want to watch Dallas Buyers Club before I make any statements on that.
I'm just saying, like, you don't, like...
Yeah.
Come on. Doesn't it seem like they would do something like that just because it's Matthew McConaughey and who, like, it's just the underdog story. Like, it's going to be so funny when he goes on stage. You might cry. Might make you cry.
He won't make
you cry. It's going to be like a... Ben Affleck kind of thing. I don't know. We'll see.
I do want to say one more thing because I want to move on to other movies in a second. But first, that girl who looks like Jamie Presley but like done right. You remember her from the movie? I mean, she was a big part.
Oh yeah, she's bad. Yeah. I was like, who does she look like? You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, jeez, it's just like the right version of her.
God damn, like, that's fucked up.
God, right God finally version, got it right.
The right version of this person, really? That's fucked up. Yeah, she's bad. And the one thing that was different from all Martin Scorsese movies is that the girl did not ruin the guy. Usually in all the movies, a girl ruins the guy. All his movies. Like, from Goodfellas, Casino. Well, you can't say it about The Departed.
That's what I was just about to say. Like, I don't remember there being...
It happened in The Departed. She actually helped. So, I don't know. I thought for sure for this kind of movie, she was going to ruin him. I thought she was going to be the Sharon Stone in this movie.
Yeah, she didn't... I don't know. She didn't really do too much, I guess.
No, she's fine as hell, but yeah.
Yeah, and dang, Leo beat her bad.
Oh man, that shit was intense.
Right?
It got funny, and then it went. Oh, wait.
He just punched her in the stomach. Like
he really did. She got quiet too.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit.
I'm surprised how quickly she got up, actually.
Yeah, and then the fight, their first fight, though, I want to go back to that now that I'm thinking about their fights.
In the nursery?
No. It was so funny when she kept on pouring water in that dude's face.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, you pour water in my face one more time. And she does it anyway and just screams, fuck you, bitch! And starts throwing a temper tantrum.
Yeah. Well, I liked when she was teasing him in the nursery.
Yeah.
That was, jeez, and then he points to the camera for the security guards.
I'm Googling pictures of Jordan Belfort, and he does look like a crackhead.
Oh, he was in the movie, too. Did you see him?
Yeah, I just saw the red credits. I was like,
yeah, he was the dude who introduced him at the end at that, like, speech. Whatever. Not buyer speech, but like, I can teach you to be a good seller, blah, 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 blah. Sell me this pen. Like, that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so yeah, I dug that movie. Let me move on to another movie I saw. I saw, as we were talking about just a second ago, American Hustle. And and this is what sort of makes me mad, because as far as in the comedy section for the Golden Globes, it beat out Wolf of Wall Street, and I don't agree with that at all. It's like a period piece. It seems like it's the 70s. It seems like it's super like 70s or yeah, maybe even 60s. 70 something. I don't know. And the dude, Jeremy Renner, he looks like freaking Johnny Cash the way his hair is. It was a little like off-putting, but it was a fun, all right movie. But it had, people say it's not that similar to Wolf of Wall Street, but a little bit of it's similar to me.
Like the idea of stealing money from people,
essentially. Yeah,
you're gonna invest it. Louis C.K.'s involved. That's crazy.
Yeah, he is. I like his part, and like there's a bit of that the excess and stuff once you know they get the money and all that. Mm-hmm. Like there's a little bit, not anything like Wolf of Wall Street, but it's still that horror, that sort of idea. Yeah, like you said, of swindling people. And I just didn't like it that much. Like my favorite part of it was probably Jennifer Lawrence's character, who wasn't like, she was an awful person too. Like she's just the worst. But I mean, it just didn't really feel like it came together all that well. Like, yeah, it's not like they just had random like offshoot characters that went nowhere. It was just more like it was just sort of meandering around, and like they sort of have a loose like, all right, you have to do this. Like this is the main crux of the film. But it just sort of, I don't know, it didn't feel as focused as it should have been. And people are saying, oh, this is just this director's style. But I'm pretty sure this is the same director of Silver Linings Playbook, which I loved.
He is, yeah.
Like I was all about Silver Linings Playbook. So that's why I don't understand what people are saying when it comes to that. It's like, no, Silver Linings Playbook, like, felt like it actually had more to say about people. And then this one, there wasn't like too much to it. Like, yeah, it had a little bit, but it just felt like almost like, why did I even watch this? Like, what was the point of this movie? And well, I can't give you that answer.
And that's disheartening, because David O. Russell's a good director. Like, he made I Heart the Huckabees, which is pretty good. The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg, and then the Silver Linings Playbook. Those are the three known movies I love from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got, nominated for most of them.
And maybe I only like Jennifer Lawrence in this movie because I fell in love with her after Silver Linings Playbook.
Man, look, Jennifer Lawrence, she can have it all, like, pretty much. And she's only 20. She's doing another movie with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, I mean, when are we going to hear about them? They're doing something, dude. Like,
stop
doing
it.
Something.
You guys, you're bullshitting here. Stop it. Stop it. Just fuck already. You guys already did.
They have to have, like, eight times.
Eight times.
Each movie. Eight times each movie.
I don't know. So, basically, that's what I've ever heard about American Hustle 2, is that, you know, it's really well acted.
Yeah.
Really well done, as far as, like, visually.
Mm-hmm.
But the story just kind of falls short as making you care.
Right, exactly. And part of it feels like I expected quality because, like, Christian Bale was, like, involved. and it just sort of felt like, I'm not, why? Like, it looks, I don't know if it was fake weight or he did the Christian Bale thing, like, I'm going to gain weight for this because I'm Christian Bale and I love doing this. But it was just sort of one of those things where, like, they feel like the movie's better than it was. Like, everybody involved, like, thought it was going to be better. But I don't think it is. I don't think it's as good as it's supposed to be.
I'm gonna watch it this weekend.
Yeah, go ahead. Watch it. Watch it,
Jesse. I can't find her. I don't want to watch her, but then I do because I like Spike Jones.
I want to watch her, and then they say I mean, Scarlet voices the computer program.
Who wouldn't fall in love with that? I mean, come on. Don't.
Right?
Speaking of which, you watched Don John, right?
I watched Don John, and
it was really awkward, right?
Well, yeah, I had to stop it all the time. It's just like a porn left and right. it's they're Scarlet, like,
grinding on his dick.
Yeah, oh yeah, grinding on dudes wearing those clothes. It's just Jesus.
The way she talks.
Yeah, and here's the thing with that movie. Part of that movie is what I wanted from it. Like, there was a certain part of the movie that's like, all right, I'm really interested in it, and I want to hear more about it as far as, like, his problems, like, his addictions and stuff with it went. The parts that dealt with his relationship with Scarlett and their interactions, like, I didn't really like. Yeah. And maybe it's just because, like, that was the point they were trying to show, like, yeah, these, like, it's not a good relationship. Like, it's just not.
Yeah, it's actually not what he wants. That's what I guess what they're saying. Like, that's not what he's looking for.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking in the wrong direction. He's maybe... That's because she was so hot. That's usually what the girls he's used to. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But it was just one of those things where it's like, and yeah, I know you're supposed to be like, oh, well, you're supposed to judge a movie based on what it is, not what you wanted it to be. But it's like, well, part of my enjoyment comes from, I like these parts that the movie gives me, and I want more stuff like that. And then the movie goes and does something else that, like, other things really? I don't like, so...
I really love the way it ended. However, I'm kind of confused. Like, okay, so you just need to hook up with older women?
Not necessarily. It was more like embracing yourself, and that lets you.
Value. It's just, oh, so you just need to hook up with older women? Got it. I see it. Nah, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and that whole being honesty thing. And that was the thing, though. I don't like the ending. The ending actually soured a lot of my taste in the movie.
You don't like how you're just like, oh, you know, did you talk to her? Like, she's annoying. Like, she doesn't know what she wants to do, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh, okay, you learned something. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that was the thing, too. Like, some of it was formulaic. Because, like, you know, at the beginning, they show his routine. And then they show when he's in turmoil, how that routine changes. Like, when he punches the window, stuff like that, when he got super angry. Like, the different changes. Like, even when he was driving around with Scarlett in the car and he would be yelling and she would get mad at him for yelling. So it's her treating the symptom of the problem, not the cause. And then later on, he's not, like, he's driving around and he's just being happy because he's treated the cause of it. Stuff like that. Like, it felt very much very like, yep. So when he's at peace with himself, you see how his routine changes that way and stuff like that. And then even how he started to question, religion, when, like, he goes in to confess and when he was at his very highest and, like, nothing changed. It was, like, the same, it was the same, like, 10, whatever, Hail Marys or whatever they tell him to do. And then he was like, what? But, like, it was so much better than, like, the last week where it was like, I masturbated, like, 58 times and had premarital sex or had a sex out of wedlock, like, eight times. Like, it was a little weird how a little formulaic those things were. And then that ending, to me, I like that there's a tinge of like, oh yeah, they're not like, it's not this big serious thing. It's more like they're living in the moment, enjoying life as it comes, enjoying being with this other person, enjoying this other person's company. But he's not thinking all far ahead into any other sort of stuff. And they show partially like how he doesn't want that right now and how she like just can't, she wouldn't even be able to handle something like that right now because of her old family. But it still felt like too much of like, and everything's all right. It's happy ending. Like, and everything worked out, you know, the end. That little bit, I was like, I wanted something a little more, I don't know, open-ended, which is weird. I don't like the bookend at the end of that movie.
I liked it.
Because it was like, now he just, like, completely changed as a person. He didn't seem like the same dude anymore.
Now he's a normal guy. That's all I can say. He's a normal guy. I don't know. I like the rise of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, though. I like the rise of it. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome to see.
Wow.
I just looked at his credits, and I looked at Looper. I was like, oh, man, I love Looper. Loved it.
Looper? Oh, yeah. I forgot about Looper. I watched that, too. It was all right.
I love Looper.
You loved it?
Yeah.
Have you watched it again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Every time it comes on TV, I'm like, oh, Looper.
Oh, it's on TV nowadays?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Looper's on. Nice. No, but I heard he's directing, like, something in the future, but I forgot. I think it's, like, I think actually he's doing the Justice League movie, but I'm not sure.
Really? That's weird. But that'll be a while in the future, it seems. Guess what? Superman, Batman comes out, like, 2015?
No, oh, yeah, he is. Actually, he is.
Really? That's crazy.
No, it's for something else called The Sandman. But he's doing it with David Goyer, the dude who wrote The Dark Knight. So.
Oh, so there might be some hope for that movie yet. The Sandman? Is that the same, that old DC comic book? Comic. Or, yeah?
It's a graphic novel.
Yeah, and they're making it a movie or a series?
Yeah, movie.
Movie. It's okay. Well, we'll see. We will see, because, yeah, I do like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
So, what else, man?
I think that might be it for movies. Oh, you know what? That is for most movies. Just real quick, there's some, Golden Globes are like the baby awards. They're not the Emmys.
They're weird.
They're not the Oscars.
They're weird.
Yeah. But yeah, they are.
It's a weird award ceremony. I bet you a lot of drugs are being involved, though. After I watch Wolf of Wall Street, I'm convinced that everyone does cocaine.
Just all the time, nonstop.
Like, it's just, I know it. Everyone does cocaine. If I didn't think it, like, I had in my mind that they did before, and now I think everyone does it. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Even Walter White, you know, Bryan Cranston, he does it. Jennifer Lawrence, she does it. Andy Samberg, he does. Amy Adams, she does.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence does all the cocaine, dude.
Everybody does.
Andy Samberg is, like, mostly cocaine at this point, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. But, okay, so the Golden Globes, they, I mean, it's both TV and film, which is, it's strange for any award ceremony to like to have both of that. That's not, like, MTV Movie Awards. But, yeah, so there were some things that stuck out to me, partially just things I don't recognize. Like, for instance, the one who won Best Actress, Cate Blanchett, for a movie called Blue Jasmine. Have you heard of that
movie
before?
Woody Allen movie, yeah.
Oh, it's a Woody Allen one.
Yeah, people liked it.
Enjoy. Did you watch it? No. Yeah, see, that's one now I want to check out, because I've never heard of that. You have some weird little things. What? Like I said, that American Hustle being out Wolf of Wall Street for that thing didn't make any sense to me. I hate people for that. There's Dallas Buyers Club, like, just going crazy in the awards. Like, yeah. Insanely
Jared
crazy.
Jared Leto got a Golden Globe.
For supporting actor, yeah.
Jared Leto.
Is he not supposed to win awards?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. We get our TV series, the stuff we'd expect, finally, drama, in the drama category, Breaking Bad wins, because...
Yeah, Breaking Bad, finally.
Because you're goddamn right, they win.
Someone brought up a good point. What if it won awards, like, during his tenure? Would it have changed the way the show was done, do you feel?
Well, I mean, Bryan Cranston won, like, right from the get-go for almost every year.
Well, what about the show? Has it ever won?
I don't think it's ever won Best
Even
Drama.
Emmys?
I don't think so, unless it won last year, but I don't think it did. But it hadn't won before that. I know that much. It was always like, why isn't it winning? They always give it to, like, Mad Men and stuff.
Yeah, like, because someone brought up a point, like, what if it wasn't winning these awards, like, afterward? Like, if during the show, and would that change? I don't know. That makes me think about it. Like,
I don't think so. I don't think the awards mean anything, really.
Not to that group, nah.
Nah, I don't think so. Like,
what about AMC?
Oh, would AMC, like, have done something else with it?
Fucked it up.
I don't know,
because
do you think they did anything to Mad Men? Because Mad Men's the one who was, like...
Actually, they do. They don't control it. Breaking Bad, they don't control Breaking Bad, don't they? Like, it's not their creative... Like, they control Walking Dead, Esther.
Oh, like, yeah, because Sony made it. Yeah. Sony made it, and so it's not theirs. That's what you mean? Yeah, no. I mean, they control the budget given to the show. I think that's, like, their main amount of input. And then, of course, like, they can't have nudity because it's AMC, and they can't say the F word. Like, they bleep it out, but, like, they can't actually say it on you know, network TV. So I don't think there's much changes to that. There's this weird upset in the comedy section where Brooklyn Nine-Nine wins best comedy.
Andy Samberg got a Globe over
same thing.
Jason Bateman, Don Cheadle, Michael J. Fox. And Jim Parsons, which is good.
I didn't want Jim Parsons to win again. But like, I don't think Michael J. Fox deserved one for that show. No. I don't know. Was Jason Bateman any good this year on Arrested Development? No. You don't
I
think
feel
so?
Like, someone from New Girl should have been nominated.
Yeah. Anybody, really.
Like, Schmidt. Like, give him. Like, shit, man.
Yeah. Schmidt's good. Nick's good. Give me that. Somebody. Jesus.
But no. John Voight beat out
Aaron
Jesse
Paul.
Pinkman.
Yep. Jesse Pinkman for Best Supporting Actor, which... I don't know if I can agree with. I you know what? I need to watch all of that show to get an idea.
Look, I told you before this show, like, when I was telling the golden era has passed for TV because all these shows are pretty much ending.
Uh-huh.
Ray Donovan's not going to hold up TV. Like, I guarantee it. It's just not going to happen. And the episodes that I watched when John Voight was on, he wasn't that, like...
It was just this amazing thing.
Then again, it's just a Golden Globe, so fuck it.
Yeah, well, we'll see when Oscar time comes around. I mean, not Oscar time. Emmy time comes around. But, I mean, we get some good shows. You know, House of Cards, which got some awards here. Like, that's still going on.
Yeah.
And, or just the New Black, actually. I don't think they got any, like, anything around here. Which...
They're going to get some of the names.
Yeah, they got to. I mean, you know they will. There's this movie that got some buzz, like, or miniseries. I don't even know what it is. Behind the Candelabra?
Yeah.
What is that? Do you know?
I don't know, but Michael Douglas is involved.
Yeah.
Someone else is involved, too. I forgot. Matt Damon.
Damon.
I've seen that before. Like, I don't see it, but I've seen
You've heard of it?
For it. Yeah.
Is it a movie or, like, a series?
It's a miniseries, and I think... What's it about again? It's like, you know, the circus with the tiger and all. It's weird. It's
oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it HBO or something?
Yeah, it's HBO.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I'll go check that out. Parks and Rec did get some love, though, with Amy Poehler getting an award, which it's good, because, geez, that show's been ignored for so long. It's like in its sixth season. It's insane. And, I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, there's nothing really, like, crazy out there. Like, you see animated film, Frozen got it, and it's like, well, I mean, I guess I can't argue with that. It wasn't a great year for animated films, I don't think.
It's been a good 2 years for animals.
Well, then 2012 has something good? I could have sworn 2012 had, like...
Wreck-It Ralph, and that was it for me.
I don't know. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of 11 with Rango. I know Rango was amazing.
Rango was pretty good. Yeah. There was another one that year, too.
But, yeah. But... So, I mean, I don't know. We'll see, because, you know, even, yeah, Golden... Like we said, Golden Globes aren't, like, you know, awards. They're not the normal awards. But it's still a good indication, like, of, like, what you're probably going to see in the main ones.
Yeah, and that's what I use it for, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't... get mad. I pay attention to more of the nominations than
who actually wins.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah, I guess so.
Or who's getting more buzz? Like, I'm pretty sure Dallas Buyers Club is getting a lot more buzz because of the Golden Globes.
Oh yeah, but do you think
they won their awards? But still, I think because of that, they're going to get more buzz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see. Do you know when the nominations are announced?
No, I just know that's going to be this week. That's all I could give you. I'm sorry.
That's better than nothing, Jesse. It's better than nothing. So, we got to close out the show with a little bit of music, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, Jesse, what do you got for me?
Nothing.
You got nothing for me, Jesse.
Nothing,
Jesus.
Man, there's been no music so far.
That makes me so sad. And being sad actually reminds me of something TV related. Boardwalk Empire is ending after this coming season.
It's terrible.
It's sad because I don't know. I feel like there's a lot left the show can do.
Yeah, but I don't think they want to milk it.
I mean, maybe.
But then
not again,
like you said, the whole Al Capone thing kind of makes me sad.
I don't get to see more
of the other characters, like Nucky and everybody. It kind of ran its course now.
Well, I just you know what, Boardwalk Empire, I'll make you a deal. Just give me a spinoff with Al Capone. I don't care.
There we go.
Just give me that. The continuing adventures of Al Capone and what's his name? The freaking Van Alden.
Yeah, man. Just boom.
Tell me what they're up to. But yeah. Okay, sorry. I just remembered that. And then also Justified's ending after next season. And Psych this season. I think it's this last one is what they're saying. Which makes me sad because, like you said, the TV shows I loved are starting to come to an end. There's still some out there. Like, I still have some comedies. I have Archer. American Dad is sort of... It's like it limped over to TBS and is existing there, which is not a good sign for it. But it's still around, I guess. But Futurama's gone, and I'm sad. So, who knows? We shall see. It's still... I'm not calling the panic mode for TV yet. There's still some good stuff out there.
I don't know. I'm nervous.
Yes. It's a nervous time for all. I do have some music myself since Jesse has let me down so badly.
I did have a Beck song, but I lost it. It's pretty dope.
See, I really don't think it even exists anymore.
It probably didn't.
you dreamed of a good Beck song. Now you must make it, Jesse. It is your duty to make this song. Get to it. So the song I heard, I guess, I don't know, because I'm still going through the albums of last year, and I think this was either a July or maybe early August album, and don't know the name of the album. I didn't like it enough to write that part down, but there was one song on it I liked. It was called Dig Deep Enough by Gorgol Bordello, or Gogol Bordello. We who seek long enough. I don't know how to say that. It's a weird name, and it's a weird song. It's the band is a gypsy punk band. That's what they call it. Don't ask me what that means. I don't know what that means. It sounded Russian to me, but who knows? It's awesome. It feels like drinking music for me. Like, it's just very, like, rowdy, but not in an angry, rowdy way, just in a, like, almost a celebratory, like, yeah, like, just rambunctious way. And it's just fun music. And it's one of those things where they mix, I don't know if it's a real foreign language or just, like, Sigur Rós, where they just make up stuff with, you know, English words or phrases interspersed throughout. And so it sort of has that thing where, like, hey, I know, I don't know what's going on. But it's more about the feel of the music for me, and I really dig that. So I'm probably might check out some of the other stuff, because it's... I didn't like the album, which is... Okay, it's Pura Vida Conspiracy, which... Yeah, okay. And so, I mean, I didn't like it enough to, like, oh, I need to download this and this and this, but it was just one of the things that, like, if someone had that on at, like, a party or whatever, I would feel the need to drink more. Like, no matter what stage of the party it was, it's just one of those things, like, now I have to drink more. And I don't know what else to say about this, actually. I know you like listening to hood music on YouTube, Jesse, but do you ever listen to just like drinking song music?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah? All right. Well, awesome. Because lately, when you were talking about those songs, like I just like ain't worried about nothing. Like I just in the middle of the day, I just hear that in my head, and like I get the urge. I need to go drink. I need to go do something just stupid. Yeah, exactly. And like I don't even hear the real song. Like it just pop, that one phrase just pops up in my head.
Nigga, I don't worry about nothing. What? Oh, I want
to Bugatti. Control. Yeah. Like, no, no.
Jesse Palooza is coming up, and that song might be blasting.
Yeah. You're a bad influence, Jesse.
I found the Beck song, though.
Oh, not. You did? What's it called?
It's called Defriended.
Defriended? Is it some social media thing?
No. I don't
okay.
Know. But it was released last year, so I'm fucked up.
How late last year, though?
June 4th.
Okay, jeez, Jesse.
His album comes out next month, though. And I found it on the iTunes radio for indie music. And it was fantastic. It got me rocking. And I'm listening to it now. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I remember this. This made me like, oh, I like this a lot.
Uh-huh.
Who is this, Beck? What the fuck?
Does it sound like Beck? Is it Becky sounding?
Yeah.
Cause he dabbles in a lot of different sounding things.
Yeah, he's like, he has a lot of background. The guy's different.
Yeah, so. Very, very different. But... Alright, so are you excited for the album as a result of this song?
No, I'm not really, because I mean, not really that big of a Beck sound. I'll be able to listen to it, because there's nothing else out, so I'm going to listen to it. So
mm-hmm.
It comes out on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day and stuff, so. Hey, baby, let's put this in Beck.
Mm. Oh, Beck. Yeah.
Hopefully by then, because you're living in Austin, you're going to get yourself a... I don't know.
Oh, no. Before Valentine's... You're not supposed to do anything. Like, this is the dead period. If you don't have somebody already, you don't find anybody. You're supposed to wait until afterwards.
Save your money. Fuck that. You know how many times I've done that? It's the worst. And not getting any play? It's the worst.
I don't know. What's Valentine's Day this year? Like, what day of the week, do you know?
I guess Friday.
Oh, dang it. I was really hoping it was the weekend so I wouldn't even have to see any of the garbage. Because
yeah,
people love
Friday.
Showing off, like, here's my teddy bear, here's the flowers, here's the chocolates. Like,
and
I don't care. Why are you showing off? I don't care.
Mixed Noise listeners, if you are getting a Valentine's dinner after Valentine's Day, you might be the side piece. Just letting you know.
Is that a thing? Is that like an actual thing?
That's an actual thing.
Have you done that, Jesse?
Don't incriminate me here.
Jesse.
I'm not on trial.
Why do you know so much about this, Jesse?
If I have ever done that before, then
that's the sort of thing you would do.
That's something I would do. I would be like, hey, I can't go out this on Valentine's Day.
Family stuff.
Go,
busy. Huh? Family, busy, got,
yeah,
babysitting,
got
to do it.
Want to go tomorrow? And if you if you just get roses, but no jewelry... You might be the side piece. And fellas, if the girl says no to your Valentine's Day, it's time to hang it up and believe her.
Dang, that's messed up.
These are wise words from Jesse on many, 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 many failed Valentine's dates.
Jesse, let me ask you a question, because we know... okay, that jewelry thing, that's a bit... Isn't that a bit serious? That's a little serious of a gift, ain't it?
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. If girls, you don't get a jewelry, then you're the side piece. Sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm just... No, but I mean, like, you have to have been together for, like, a certain amount of time before you give jewelry,
well,
right?
It depends
you
what kind of jewelry it is, because I got Danielle, like, a necklace. Like, it was a pretty nice necklace. It's pretty fancy,
uh-huh.
I might say.
Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking if you get her, like, a... Watch.
No, no. You
watches,
I was gonna say you don't do rings. Never do
watches,
rings.
Necklaces. Do never get her a ring. Don't get her earrings either. Don't do it.
What's wrong with the earrings?
And necklaces is kind of pushing it.
Well, yeah.
It's
why is
intimate.
Necklace better than earring? Why is it better, Jesse?
You know what? I might flip flop that. I think earrings are pretty good. I think earrings are safe. Watches are safe. Necklaces is kind of pushing it.
Do you
rings
wear a watch?
Are
a no-go. I don't know people
unless
wear
you've been with
anymore.
Her for 6 months.
Yeah, I guess so. So the question I want to ask you is, what do guys get? Do you guys
nothing,
do dog. You get stuff?
We get,
yeah, do you get anything?
We get vagina.
Shut up.
That's it.
Pedestal, Jesse. No pedestal.
That's it. No,
oh,
I'm just
God.
Saying.
No pedestal.
All right, you're right. You know what? Back to it. Because you buy her all these gifts, you shouldn't have had to buy her all these gifts to get the vagina.
Stop saying it that way. Stop saying it like that.
Bump that. You don't have to do anything, guys. Don't do anything. We're talking about Valentine's Day way ahead of time. I can't wait to do a Valentine's Day special. It's going to be fantastic.
What are we just going to do? Watch 500 Days of Summer and cry?
Just don't. You know what? You don't have to buy all kinds of shit. You're going to get the vagina wherever you get her. Okay?
But you buy stuff. Like,
don't buy her stuff. If you buy her more than $100 worth of stuff.
Oh, you're geez, a why would you do that? Well, does the dinner count as part of that?
Yes. You're a sucker. Well, at the end of the night, you spent more than $100.
Lawton doesn't have fancy restaurants. I mean, places with fancy restaurants, you're going to pay.
Wichita Falls and Oklahoma City, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so if you're taken to McDonald's, you're the side piece.
If you're taken to McDonald's, you might be the ultimate side piece. You might want to just confront him on that.
If you're taken to a Cracker Barrel, you might be a side piece.
Just look.
That's all that reminds me of, the stupid redneck joke.
How did we get on this topic? I don't even remember.
That's all you, Jesse. It's always you.
I don't recall.
You always want the vagina.
Vagina.
It's always on your mind. The vagina.
Yeah, you know what? As soon as this podcast ends, I'm about to go get some vagina.
Stop it. I would like one vagina, please.
Oh, I remember how we got on this topic. Because of Beck. Because Beck's album dropped on Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I was like, wait, how does Beck relate? Yeah, that's true. You're a sick man, Jesse.
On that note.
That note. It's been Mixed Noise, episode 33.
Peace.
Peace.